Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Audio Frontier.
This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man, suspicious character.
And
welcome to Football Daft. It is the daftest Scottish football podcast around, and we're back after a couple of weeks off involving house renovations, wrestling matches, work, and trips to Barbados. I'm producer John, and you may know me from...
And the rest.
Yep. And you may know me from such radio shows as Bowie at Breakfast or Fred McCauley on the Greatest Hits Network. And let's introduce the team. We've got a full squad today. First, a man who's probably getting ready to release his own statement after his club and every other person releasing a statement. It's Stephen Purden.
We'll talk about the statement later. It's not a good time, innit?
We'll get into that in a minute. And a man sporting the colours of Celtic as ever. He's Celtic daft, he's football daft. It's Chris Toll.
What is happening? Do you know what daft I'm, John? Fucking Lord Provost daft, mate.
The last
How
time
do
I saw
you
it?
Feel about that, brother?
Yes, last time I saw you, I was wrestling the Lord Provost and abusing you from the top of the ring post, and then you're getting your own back in commentary as well, Chris.
Did you hear the end of the commentary?
I did hear the end of the commentary.
Sorry about that, Lord Provost, but you know, you don't walk into a wrestling show and tell all the wains that wrestling's kid on, all right? Kayfabe, you fucker.
I love how John McInally actually said he was on top of a wrestling post abusing Chris Tolman.
It was brilliant. I had a great time on doing that. And finally, a man who's actually a proper wrestler and who this week was beaten in a penalty shootout by his radio co-host, Crofty, and he's absolutely bailing about it. It's Grado.
That was dark.
It was some penalty.
It might have been dark, but it was like watching fucking Sergio Ramos and his pump.
Listen, Grado,
talk us through what happened.
Well, we did a competition every other month. He beat me at golf in the golf simulator. And then he beat me at basketball with the Glasgow Rocks. And then I thought, right, well, he can't beat me at penalties, man. You know what I mean? He turns up with his hat on, his sunglasses. He's a Motherwell fan. Come on, surely I can beat him. Mate, it was fucking shit hot at penalties. I put the video in the group chat. I was proper raging that I actually had to apologise when I went in the next day, right, this morning, because I was in such a huff. Because I had it right, both of us were shite, right, and it was just a goalie that they picked for the goals, like five aside, but, and it was, we'd go to four penalties, he had scored one, I had scored one, it was his fifth penalty and he missed it, so I just had one to take, man, and I skied it out of the bar. Crofty goes up, scores it. You know that way they gave me like a Go Radio tap and shorts and socks? I just walked right out of the place, still, I never even get changed.
I love that Grado Hoffman.
And they were like, guys, let's get pictures with the team and all that. Let's go, good video. And I was like, I'm off, I need to go. I was like, I can't take this. And he's started going, yippee!
Yippee!
Yippo, come on!
Yippee, I thought it was something that they just wrote in the Beano and the Dandy.
Grado, you're going to have a maybe next time, because obviously you're a goalie of some note. Maybe next time you should go in the sticks and try and save some of his penalties.
Have we seen that, John? You know what I mean? Grado, or the cat, as they call him in the wrestling circles.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's not been taking penalties into Crofty and Crofty been taking penalties into him.
I know.
You would have won that one, brother.
I was seeing the day, one of the best times I've had was when Stephanie got the ball out the back door and I put the gloves on and she hit shots into me for about 2 hours. It's one of the funnest times I've had, because I've only been in goals for years.
I'll call you Kepa, man.
half the bench for a shootout, fuck.
I've got to call you Kepa, man. I go, right, can he save or take penalties, man?
I can see why you asked Stephanie to marry you, Grado, after that beautiful story. We went to the back and
you know why he's asked Stephanie to marry him? Have you seen her? He's punching that far. He's punching that far out his fucking weight range. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
hey, we're all punching.
What do we all?
You're punching an auto.
I seen your Instagram post this morning for Sammy, mate. You're well punching an auto.
Hey, actually, I need to hear a shout out. It's our birthday today, so. Like, this is coming out tomorrow, so happy birthday for yesterday, my love. Happy birthday for yesterday, my love.
You were good at that, by the way. The Instagram post was quite cute. I liked it and left a wee comment, man.
Oh, you didn't say something along the lines of...
Oh, I popped 10 footies, mate.
I've fallen in love with my best friend. See these people that say, I bet you Stephen Purden would have been one of these people at their wedding that would have went, I married my best friend. Did you say that?
I did.
Fuck off. That's bullshit.
Oh, John, do you know what? And Grado will testify to this. Because just about 6 months after, I'd done a wee video on STV.
We need to insert this STV video.
I'll say for why.
In your car, Stevie?
Yeah, it wasn't in my car, it was in a car, and I'll say for why. She's been through a lot in her life.
She's right, inspiration.
I nearly died that year. I could have died that year. Yes.
Sure. Can we share the video to the screen now? Come on, it's just funny.
Right, okay.
Can we do this, please?
Let's share the video right now.
Oh, no.
My wife, Nicola, is my hero. The reasons why the past couple of years we've had quite a tough time. First of all, I was diagnosed with viral meningitis, and my wife, Nicola, was there with me every step of the way. And I was off work for 3 months in the hospital for a month. And then when I got out, Nicola fell pregnant, was expecting the first child, and her gran sadly passed away at the same time. The way Nicola coped with everything was just amazing, and she just took everything on her stride and was there for everybody. And during the pregnancy as well, her mum got diagnosed with breast cancer. She coped with it so well and took everything on her stride. And basically for those reasons, she's my hero.
Let me shed some light on this. let me shed some light.
She was there for me every step of the way, and that's why she's my hero.
And it's the way I get the pain. She just took everything on her side. Right, there's a story to this, right?
I want to know why you're doing it in the hard shoulder of the air.
I know.
Hostage, man.
It's like when Brent loses his job in the office and walks to the motor. This is my office. Right, so the story of that video, right? Grado. So I don't know if you've done them as well, Joe. I don't know if you've worked on them, right? Grado, you've done things for like Fest TV, right? They kicked the arse out of filming, right? It was the longest day ever. And see, the day before, there was a charity football match, can't remember where it was, but see my black eye in that? That's for Bob Malcolm, right? He fucking absolutely ladled me in the charity match, and it was louting, man, honestly, right? Then I went to film this thing. I was only meant to be there for 2 hours. 2 hours turned into 4 hours, turned into 6 hours, turned into 8 hours, and then that was me getting drove home. And the guy's like, oh no, we forgot to get the video of who Stephen's hero is. And I'm like, ah. But see, at this point, you know, I'm a pure nice guy. I'll appease cut and be pure nice, not. But see, at that point, I went, mate, I'm not doing anything else for you. I'm not doing anything else. And he's like, oh, mate, we have to do it. Who's your hero? And I went, like, Alan McCoist. And he's like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, no, it needs to be a real hero. And I'm like, right, my wife. And he went, why? And I told him what I'd been through. That is great. See, the guy's name's Chris. Chris. Get rolling, come on, let's pull over and just do it here. And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know what the fuck I was talking about.
I tell you what, that's...
Honestly, man.
She's gone through a really hard time, and then she just took it in a stride, and then she fell pregnant, and then after that, then she had problems.
The grand died.
I like the fact that Stevie's been in with viral meningitis. He's come out straight on the bones, got her up the stick. Magic. Magic.
I tell you what, that's serious brownie points, so Stephen, that is absolutely, you must be up dying.
You want that funny watching
podcast, I'm pissing myself off.
This one, mate, did she, when Nicola seen it, did she cry?
Aye, well done, you've done the job. Aye, but once she hears the podcast this week, she'll kick fuck at me.
Can win on, man.
So let us get into the football then. Let's get into the football. What has been happening in Scottish football? Right, oh boy, gay boys, let's do it. Let's talk about.
Oh, John, see before we get into football.
Oh yeah,
see we go into football. I want to know about your. Do you want to hear about Barbados, man?
Right, John.
Go on, tell us about Barbados.
Right, sorry, I was in the lucky position that one of my friends... He's got a fair bit of money, and him and his company went over to Barbados, and I luckily got invited along to go and see the cricket there. However, it was a fucking emotional roller coaster, let me tell you this. So, wee man's in the house, COVID, trying to keep my distance away from all week because I'm going to be flying out the next again Monday. He's like, ah, Dad, come here. Try to hug me. I was like, get away, you wee bastard. Then, so I was like, negative, 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 negative. Then on the Friday, I got a positive lateral flow. I was like Begbie in Trainspotting. You know that scene where he's kicking the shit out of whoever in? I was like, that in the house. I was like, bins are getting it.
What a fucking buffety, right?
Everything's getting kicked. And then
fuck!
I'm like, texting the boys going, I'm out, boy. Look at this. Picture the lateral flow test too. I'm out. I'm done. Then on the Saturday, negative. Text again, negative. Then I'm watching the Man United game. De Gea, fucking, he had the same thing. A false positive. I'm like, oh, hold on a minute. So it was like Celtic and Rangers league titles. It got nine in a row, lateral flow test. I thought, oh yeah, I could be in here. I thought, right, we go for.
You shouldn't have took your 10th one, mate. It doesn't work out well for you.
So I go, right, okay, I have to go for a PCR to get fit to fly. So I'm like, right, boys, I'm back in here. I'm going to go for this PCR. And we'll be away to Barbados. PCR. Comes back positive, fucking again, down the trench. Then someone says to me, you shouldn't have a PCR 90 days after testing positive for COVID because it still shows up. So I'm like, all right, okay. I thought, fuck it, I'll go to the airport. We'll do a lateral flow at the airport, see what happens. Negative. And I'm off to Barbados. Oh, what there's a video, which I could put the video up on our Patreon channel of me getting the test results revealed live at Edinburgh Airport as I'm waiting for them coming in. I just like, there was a small child, I felt terrible. I'm sitting in Starbucks and there's a small child next to me. I'm fucking getting up. You fucking dancer! I'm going to fucking Barbados! The small children in the family next to me.
I don't blame you, mate. I don't blame you.
Oh,
John, man.
I got there, mate. Yeah, fantastic.
You're some storyteller. You didn't in the live shows.
Maybe we'll wait and see about
it. I want a ticket.
John, you should watch my STV Real Heroes match.
I'll get all the tips to Stephen. Right, well, we'll get into the football. I want to talk about this. Cobb 1872 versus Rangers. So on Monday, this all came. Cobb 1872 put out a statement criticising Rangers' executive team, particularly over the My Gers scheme, investment in cryptocurrency, and the friendly, of course, against Celtic in Australia. They said, and I quote, the experience of Cobb 1872 directors is that Rangers' executive team, led by Stuart Robertson, James Bisgrove and David Graham, has developed an extremely unhealthy disdain for the Rangers' support. Cue Rangers releasing a statement. It is deeply regrettable that the same small rump of supporters remain intent on causing damage to our club. It is particularly concerning to note the timing they have chosen to launch their latest attack. It is lost on nobody that those intent on creating maximum disruption are those who have either enjoyed or craved a role within our club. The collective desire of our board, management and players is to have unity of purpose over the coming months. Rest assured, we will address the disruptors and their propaganda war at the end of the season. For now, nothing matters but results on the field. Then, further to this, developments today is Dave King's weighed in and offered to pay $3 million to cancel the friendly. He said, there's the $3 million, guys. I will cancel the friendly rather than play it. What an epic tale this has been. Stephen and Gradle, where are you on it?
Well, for me, Bob, I don't know about you, but this is all just porn for the likes of folk like Tull, isn't it?
Ah, of course it is.
It is. And I'm not on this side. I don't want to hear any.
It's an unwanted sideshow in a very fucking tense season, which we really don't need, man. We don't need it. And I know Club 1872 have got their agenda. The board for me, have got they've lost a bit of transparency with the fans. They're a wee bit, they're not on the same page as supporters, but I don't think you need this tit for tat, and you don't fucking wash your dirty laundry in public or whatever it's called, right? You don't do that. And there's Dave King knows what he's doing. He's very clever. He knows exactly.
Rangers aren't going to take the money.
Dave King's trying to get the board snookered behind the fucking blackboard there. He knows exactly what he's doing, right? He knows what he's doing because he's saying, right, here's the money to don't play the friendly, right? Your views on the friendly, right? If it differs, I know different Rangers fans. Some Rangers fans don't care about it. Some Rangers fans, see what that statement was embarrassing for Rangers, but see what it says in the statement, the bit I do agree with, what matters is results, you know, right? And see the way Rangers are and the way the club is going forward. I think we've seen a thing on Twitter, we're talking about Grado, and it's right, it is a business, right? We need Rangers, it's no secret, we need money coming in.
Yeah.
But what we don't need when we're trying to vie for a title where there is riches at the end of it is a sideshow like this. It's fucking embarrassing.
Were you quite disappointed that Rangers actually responded to Cobb 1872? Do you think that should just been a case of, we'll just leave it? Do you think that was
again, John, it's another notch on how out of touch the club is with the fans, you know, because they're quick to reply to a statement, they're quick to reply 1872 when the life of the club has been the supporters, especially in the last 10 years, and there's nae fucking outpouring for the board to the outpouring for the fans this May, this friendly. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, like I say, it's tit for tat. 1872, Club 1872 have got their agenda. I've heard various whispers of what's going on behind the scenes with Club 1872, which I don't like. I don't like the way the things are getting handled by the board, you know. But I think everybody just needs to shut up and concentrate on the football, because there's no denying all this unsettled, fucking disruptive vibe that's going on, you know. That'll eventually bleed into the team, and that's the last thing we fucking need, you know.
Yeah. You see the wording of the statement? It's quite inflammatory, man.
Yeah, I was in a rush.
You can't.
I was in a rush, man. I didn't have time to write it.
You should have pulled over on the M8, you cunt. No, but you see, they've called a section of support a rump. Now, to my knowledge, a rump's an arse.
Or a bit of steak.
I think it's aimed at 1870. It's aimed at Cobb 1872. It is. I mean, it's just tit for tat is what I keep saying, and it is embarrassing. It's a sideshow. We've seen a sideshow at the other side of the city last season with Celtic. We loved it. Grado's right. It's just porn for everybody else in Scottish football, especially Celtic supporters.
You're right. By the way, yous are about, I'd say, maybe two more statements are flinging sharks at the front door.
I mean, it obviously came off the back as well. What do you make of what happened up at Dundee as well, boys? Like, with what happened? It's obviously McGregor calling them fucking arseholes.
It was farcical, man. It was farcical.
I mean,
when that happened with us, I was thoroughly embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. All right, the first half, what happened, but coming out in the second half when we're 1-0 down and we're trying to get a bit of a rhythm going, and then the game gets stalled again, it's like, we get it. But then again, I suppose, if you're going to protest, you go to day at the times where it's going to make a difference, or it's going to make as much noise. However, the most important thing on Sunday was to win the game.
Aye. And you could argue, right, a lot of it, but for somebody else, see if there's a fan who was involved in that at the weekend, right, he was on this show, didn't he? Right. His argument to us, Grado, would probably be, well, a portion of the blame of that has to lie at the board again, because they're so out of touch with the supporters. There was not one thing getting said about this friendly coming up. There was not one thing. It was just, here it is, there it is, and see if the supporters did show up. That's what they would have done. They just went ahead with it, right? But the supporters, I don't know, that I'm just like, the importance of 3 points, and you see we start the game really poor, and you keep throwing the toilet rolls on, you keep throwing the tennis balls on. Like you say, you're trying to get a bit of rhythm, a bit of momentum, get back in the game. Stop doing that, man. Do you know what I mean?
It's like Matt McGee said it played right into their horns.
It did.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll see what continues. I mean, what do you think the chances are of this Australian friendly going ahead now? Because it seems less and less likely.
Contracts are signed, John.
Yeah. Have they, but
Well, they wouldn't have announced it if they're not signed.
I heard stuff that Celtic and Rangers had both agreed to release a statement at the same time and what way they were going to word it. And Celtic done it like the day before. But the problem is, Rangers should be more streetwise to stuff like that, because it happened to them the week before with the likes of the ticket allocation. Aye. Rangers put out a statement after apparently talking to Celtic about what they were going to do with the ticket allocation. They'd agreed on it. Rangers put out, they'll get so many tickets, and then Celtic the next day put out the statement saying, no, we'll decide how many fucking tickets we take or how many tickets we sell. Yeah. And that was the week before the friendly stuff. So they've been stung twice.
Yeah.
It's bad business management.
Yeah, well, was it like...
I love it, personally.
There's a surprise. There's a...
And they've not got me and Bob in for the Legends game. So, I mean, for me, they can...
Yeah, that is disappointing.
What?
Gordon's there, but...
Who?
Job. That showbiz.
Job. No, he's not. You're bumming me up.
Wait. You need to start answering your phone and fucking looking at voice notes. Me and we got a voice note in your other day. If you work.
What did he say?
He's fucking playing on it. Because he knows that Amanda Bird that works backstage, and I was good. Amanda that works... I can't keep it going. He's not. There you go.
I can't believe that you've been subbed for this Legends game. That's very disappointing.
Do you honestly think you're getting brought in for a game where the other teams get fucking Figo and all that, innit?
Mate, we played in a game with our team with fucking Alberts and Michael Moles.
All right, that's the same. Right, anyway, moving on.
Let's move on. It's international week, so it's a bit quiet in terms of stories, but obviously, Scotland, two friendlies. We should have been playing Ukraine for the World Cup playoffs, but obviously... World, you know, bigger things take over with from that. So we're playing Poland tonight, and then we're either playing Austria or Wales next week. A lot of different players being brought into the squad. Craig Halkett's been drafted in, Ross Stewart from Sunderland, and Vanessa Drogba. In fact, it's Loch Ness Drogba, they call him, isn't it?
The Loch Ness Drogba.
Yeah, not Ness Drogba, Ross Stewart, and Aaron Hickey, which is a surprise. Obviously, there was a bit of furore a couple of weeks ago when he said he wouldn't turn up for the under-21s and then now turn up for the full squad.
Say that word again. A what?
A furore.
It's actually furore, John.
Is it furore? Sorry.
Aye, it's Italian.
I was going to say that. It's furore, isn't it?
Grado. I should have come to Grado. It's Italian. I should have known that. Furore. Sorry, Grado.
Send me to ball. Good work there, John, bringing an Italian word in, talking about Bologna left-back Aaron Hickey. That's why you get paid the big bucks.
That's one of the best segues I've seen in a while, man.
Andy Robertson is not going to be captain. He's out with COVID. Who do you think should captain the side?
Kieran Tierney.
Tierney?
Aye.
Probably Tierney.
But then he's not Arsenal captain. He's, I know he's kind of vice captain. He takes the armband off. Aye. But then you've got Alan McGregor, Celtic captain.
But Andy Robertson's not a Liverpool captain.
Well, that's true. What about Craig Gordon?
I don't think Craig Gordon will play in these games. I think he'll play. Xander Clark's in the squad, isn't he?
He just got called in.
I think he might see some time and stuff like that. He'll probably use these couple of friendlies to break in players that maybe haven't featured in the more important games.
Callum McGregor in the squad?
Yeah, Callum McGregor's in the squad.
He'll probably be the captain.
Yeah, you think. But we'll wait and see what happens. I mean, it's two friendlies. Don't know if we're going to play Austria or Wales. I'll be interested to see, who wins that game.
Wait a minute. Is John McGinn in the squad?
Yeah, John McGinn's in the squad as well.
He'll be the captain.
I am.
So, is that going to be Kieran Tierney, Callum McGregor, or John McGinn? We don't know.
Pure sport, man. Two guys that don't really watch Scotland, man. Two Rangers fans. The top man, they love this, man. They'd love this. Me and you going, it's Callum McGregor. Aye, he'll be the captain. Aye, Grado. Aye, it'll be him. Is John McGinn in the squad? No, it will be him. Aye, it'll be him.
John, is Grant Hanley in the squad?
Grant Hanley is in the squad.
I'll probably be him.
We will wait and see. But I'll be interested to see the result, obviously, of Austria-Wales. We're recording this on a Thursday afternoon. The game's tonight, because that will decide ultimately who Scotland will go on and play, hopefully, in the playoff. We'll wait and see what happens with the Ukraine. Penciled it in for June, but...
I really, really want us to get Wales.
There's no chance we're going to play Ukraine in June.
No, I don't think so.
Do you know something? It would be the most Scottish thing ever. It really would be the most Scottish thing ever. One game after the World Cup, and fucking World War Three breaks out and we can't you know what I mean?
Need a piss, I'm busting, sorry boys, I can't hold this in anymore.
So that's Scott, we'll wait and see what happens there. And now for the daft this week, gentlemen. Would you like to hear about the lad who sent a brutal text to a girl he just dated? Would you like to hear about the woman who got hospitalised for holding in a pump? Or do you want to hear about the worst place in the country for road rage?
Holding a pump?
Holding a pump? Yeah, we're going for hod.
Let's go for a hod.
Going, hod in a pump. So, a singer in Brazil says she was hospitalised with trapped gas because she is not yet on farting terms with her boyfriend. Vivian de Cora Pereira, known by her stage name as Poca, shared her gas problem on Instagram. The 27-year-old posted images of herself in hospital to 15.7 million followers, saying, "I woke up at 5:30 a.m. with severe stomach pains and ended up in hospital." She said, "When do you get on farting terms?"
Listen, my ex-girlfriend I went out with for 13 years and I heard her fart once. I think it's fucked up that people that don't fart.
So,
and they hold it in. Do you not agree?
Like my dad always says, wherever you may be, let your wind roam free.
Exactly.
So when in the relationship, let's put a time frame on this.
I'd rather get it out the road the first day, man.
First date? Wow.
To me, come on, farts are funny. He's really,
it's a situation, Gredo. You can't even, I remember hearing a story about a guy that was with a lassie and he tried to hold a fart in, and she went to the petrol station to fill her car up, right? And she's filled up the car and she's went into the petrol station to pay for the petrol, and he's let one go. Right, but he's let one go in the motor.
Right,
and she's get back in a green cloud is in the car. Do you know what I mean? And that's just he says that there was never anything else after that. So it's a situation you're in. If you're outside and you let a wee trumpet, fair dues. That's funny. If you're maybe try to slip the horn on the couch and you drop one, then that's a different thing.
You can't hear it in this because there's no comedy if you don't hear it. Like even if you fart and it makes the noise, there's a wee kind of hee hee. But if it just, as you say, Toe, if it just fucking starts, what the fuck was that? What is that?
I'll tell a story, right? The person's going to remain nameless, right?
Oh, come on.
No.
It's Nicola, mate.
No, it's not Nicola, mate. Right? He was way.
It's not Nicola.
This guy was way, this lassie, right? They just started going out, right? No long. They get back to her flat.
Do you feel to say shagging, man?
They started to have intercourse.
Adult know? Dancing.
Yes, aye. Yes, right. She's went on top. She's then...
Oh, I hate these things.
They've finished. He's got to do a pee. He's not wiped his bum right well. She's been on top. Her skid marks all over the...
Aye, man.
Skiddies on the covers.
She's there, man, and he comes back for the toilet and he's like, "I'll just go."
She's like, "Aye, take your covers with you, you dirty bastard."
But would it be worse if it was the other way about? How would you feel about that?
I would laugh at something like that, to be honest.
Would you? I mean, I had a mate that had to end terms with somebody right away because she went into the toilet, done a shit. And then she had to get her bags and go to the airport. And when he went into the toilet, it was still there. And it was massive. And he always said, "Never go with a bird that does a bigger shite than you."
I was on Instagram the other day. Somebody had posted a video, right? And it was about a lassie. And she's went like, she's on the phone. It's a voice note that she's left her mate. She's crying. She's like, "I've just been into the toilet, into his toilet to do a poo, and it wouldn't flush away. So I've picked it out of the toilet and put it into the cat litter tray." Right, so the boyfriends came in and went like that. "Did you do a shite in the litter tray?" And she went, "No, it must have been your cat." He says, "My cat's been dead for 2 weeks." She's like, at the end of the voice note, she says, "Can you please just come and get me?"
Well, that's, I didn't expect that conversation to take that direction, but obviously it's football daft and that's the way we normally go. that's your daft story for me this week. If you've got any, no, I'm not even going to say if you've got any stories of shite.
We've already done that.
Stories of shitey sheets.
No. This week on Football Daft Focus, we are going to be getting behind the scenes of a football stadium as we're going to speak to stadium announcer Michael Smith from Rangers, who's going to come on, give us a wee bit of insight into how it all works behind the scene on match day. On the big question, we're going to look for examples of one-man teams. We've got the player profile playoff on the way to win pies. Gradle has three riddles.
Two.
Right, okay. And on teammates, it's Victor himself, still game star, Greg Hemphill.
This week we're sponsored by ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN, that's a bit like using your smartphone without a protective case. Because most of the time you'll be fine, but all it takes is one accidental drop onto solid concrete to make you wish you had protected it yourself. ExpressVPN, you need to use it because every time you connect to an encrypted network, in hotels, cafes, airports, the data that you put into your computer, your phone, that's not secured. Any hacker that's on the same network, well, they can get access and steal your personal data like your passwords and your financial details. It doesn't take much technical knowledge for somebody to hack somebody. It just takes some cheap hardware. A 12-year-old could basically do it. And your data, you might not think, oh, it's just me, I'm just Joe Bloggs, but it is valuable. The hackers can make up to £1,000 per person selling all your wee bits and bobs on the dark web. So you need to use ExpressVPN because it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and internet. The hackers, they can't see any sensitive data, and it would take a hacker with a mega, mega supercomputer, and apparently it would take over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. All you need is fire up the app, click one button, and that gets you connected, and it works on phones, laptops, tablets, the full lot. You can stay secure on the go. I use ExpressVPN because I feel safe, and I know that all my data is going to be kept intact. There's no hackers selling it to the dark web. I can use it to get onto different channels on Netflix, different countries. I just like to feel safe, so you should do the same. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/staff. That's expressvpn.com/staff. And you can get an extra 3 months free with the code DAFT. So it's expressvpn.com/daft. ExpressVPN.com/staff. Make sure that you are safe today on the internet with ExpressVPN.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
It's now time for Football Daft Focus as we get into some of the big talking points in Scottish football. We just get into bits and bobs of Scottish football, and today we thought we'd have a wee look behind the scenes of what a stadium announcer does, and I'm going to invite my big pal on. He's the Ibrox stadium announcer. It's Michael Smith, everyone.
Welcome, mate. Welcome.
And goes Alan McGregor.
Morelos.
Michael,
thanks for having me on.
I want to ask you straight away. So you go into Ibrox. What time do you go in? What does your day entail? How does it all come together?
Right, 2 hours normally before kickoff. I really only need to be in there for when the gates open, which is normally about an hour and a half before kickoff. But I like to be in a couple of hours before. There'll be running orders. Some games are busier than others, you know, with Armed Forces Day and different events that we do. So I like just to go in and prep myself proper, know what's happening, know what I'm saying, and just get through the running order for the game. So I like to allow a bit of time to do that, and then obviously sort out a playlist. Of course, we've got the songs that we love to play, and you can hear quite a lot at most games. And then there's new wee additions that'll play some new songs just to let the fans hear some new music as well of different artists. So, but normally, prior to kickoff, 15, 20 minutes before kickoff, it's all the big anthems that they all know and love, you know.
Michael, that's brilliant. How long have you been doing the job? I'm trying to think how long you've been there.
This is my fifth season.
Is that the fifth season?
I
thought you were there longer than that.
So, yeah, I think I came in, which would have been, or would it have been Murty then? I think it was maybe, there was Pedro Kichina.
It was a transitional period, Michael.
It was a transitional period, absolutely, aye. So there was a couple of different gaffers, and then obviously, I think it had a couple of seasons of that, and then Gerard coming in, which was brilliant. It was different class.
And then we just started playing Anfield all the time.
Grado, aye, fifth season.
Fifth season.
I think the question that's on everybody's lips is, who would win in a fight, you or Tony Hamilton?
By the way, it's got to be me, isn't it?
Michael's.
I don't know.
So next question, who's Tony Hamilton?
Michael, I mean, you, Michael, you're obviously, as well as being a stadium announcer, you're a DJ extraordinaire. You cover the GBX when George isn't there from time to time. You're out doing stuff. Were you the one that kind of brought feeling it and all the kind of dance tunes into Ibrox?
Yes, I would say so. I'm feeling it. Definitely. We played Celtic at the start of this season.
It was class, mate. That was one of the best moments of the season.
Oh, my God. After
that, when the final whistle went in that stadium and that was playing.
It was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to take full credit for it, right, because we've been playing Live It Up as well. And Alan, one of the IT guys I work with in the booth there and control of the big screens and everything else and the booth that I'm in. So I'd say, what do you think? I should play it full time. And Alan says, I'm feeling it. And I thought, brilliant. Because I was thinking of going, we'll live it up. And then I just thought, no way, definitely, I'm feeling it. And it's been an anthem ever since. It's been absolutely brilliant. So we introduced that. The Sunset Brothers that did the track are just blown away. Just seeing 50,000 people dancing to their tune. It was just unbelievable. Unbelievable scenes. It's a song I like to keep for the big games, the big nights in Europe, when we've won them and things. You know, I don't want to play it after, you know, no disrespect, beating a Motherwell or something, or rather, you know, you want to keep it for the big games.
Aye.
Well, Michael, I know you mean by that, because I remember that 10 years ago they started playing Penny Arcade, and as you say, the ass can be ripped right out of it, and then it loses its magic. And it's probably the same with you, too, at Celtic Park. There's probably songs where you like to keep until, you know.
I will talk about that all the time.
Anyway, Michael, what I was going to ask you is, Michael, I've always wanted to ask you this. So see, what I want to know is, the likes are right, they commit to simply the best. How do you know when to play it? Is there somebody going, and play? And you just go, play. That's him, and play. How does it work?
Well, top trade secret, I've got a camera.
Right.
It tells you when the players are ready to walk. So I've got a camera. Just when you see the ref, and as officials start walking, that's when you hit the music, and then normally just as it booms in, the players are just coming out the tunnel. 9 times out of 10, I get it right. Sometimes the timing's not perfect, but...
Well, there's no going back, is there?
No, that's it. You can't stop and rewind it. One time I played it and the channel wasn't actually turned on. The players are coming out the tunnel and there's nothing playing. I was like, oh, shit. I quickly sorted it and got it fixed. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody noticed it, but...
That's what I'm going to ask you about, Michael. What's your biggest cock-up while you've been doing it?
Oh, I think it's probably mispronouncing a name, I think, for FK Scoopy, I think it was.
Oh.
And by the way, the guy's name wasn't that hard, to be honest, right? I made it sound more foreign than what the name was. And I've said this day, honestly, I can't even remember what it was. And somebody beside me in the booth just burst out laughing. So I thought, I'd get the microphone down in time, and I've burst out laughing as well. And then all I could hear is 50,000 folk laughing back at me. Honestly, that was a massive, massive cock-up. But I think the majority of them found it funny, you know what I mean? But it was a bit embarrassing, though.
You practice the names before, so you'll look at the team. Obviously, in Europe, it's a bit harder in Europe than it is in the Premier League. But do you get the teams and you just sit and practice to yourself going, right, that one?
Well, a week or two before it, I'll check the squad of who we're playing and just try and get through their names myself, and even go into like Google Translate or like use YouTube or whatever, because sometimes they throw up pronunciations. Or if it is a really obscure player's name, sometimes even on forums and things, there's people asked previously, how do you pronounce them? So I'll do a wee bit of homework there. And then normally there's a translator that comes to the games with the teams as well for all the press and things like that. So I'll try and grab 10 minutes of their time and grab them in at the PA booth and just go through the names with them. And normally the names that they've told me, I get totally wrong anyway when it comes to actually saying them. You're all hyped up, you know what I mean? But the translator's a massive help, it really is. In fact, there's been once or twice when I've looked at the names and I've just went, nah, no chance. So I get the translator to do it for me, you know, which
just call him number four.
I think previously announcers just used to get the translator to do the away teams, but I like giving it a go because during the game you're going to have to do the subs anyway, so it's quite good to learn different names as well, but some of them are mental.
Have Rangers ever considered getting a translator in for Alec Ray on Rangers TV?
Yes. Anyway, I think I need one myself sometimes.
I've got a wee bit, right? I want to lay down a challenge here, right? Can we think of a word, right, that we can get Michael maybe squeeze in across the PA? Chris, you're banned from this because I know the words you'll come up with, right? But is there a word that we can think, like next home game, you can squeeze in this word just so people listening to the podcast right now, they're in the know, we're all in the know. Is there a word we can think, Michael, to maybe...
You know what the next home game is, don't you?
What's that?
You know what the next home game is, don't you?
Well, I'm thinking off, I'm so far. Well, maybe we need to the
right,
game
if,
after
if Rangers win the next game, right, you've got to say at the end of it, let's have a minute's silence for Kev the Chef.
Right, Kev the Chef is a guy that listens to this show. He's a mega, mega Celtic fan.
Yeah.
He's
come through a tough time personally, I think, but so a minute's silence for Kev the Chef might not be a good thing.
All right.
Getting Michael Pure in trouble, man.
Depending, obviously, what the word is and
Gredo.
Derogatory in any way, then I'd be up for that. Aye, so right, okay, think so of something great. Other than get it right up you. That's a few words.
Right, there you go. So go on, Stephen, you think of something. Go on. River City.
I think if we win, I think just before you play, I'm feeling it, just say this one's for Chris Tolman.
Right, okay, I'm down with that, right, but if you lose, you've got to play Roll With It by Oasis. This one's for Chris Toll.
We'll wait and see if that happens.
We'll see if that happens.
That'll be a good last gig. If there's something that I can get in a half time doing the shout-outs or something like that, you know what I mean? I'd be game for that. Definitely.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a week in between the...
Aye, have a think about it. We'll have a think.
Message in your tweet us in at Football Daft Pod.
Oh my god, I'm going to get absolutely roasted here, aren't I?
Something you want to get Michael to get in at half time, Junior, and we'll see if we can make it happen. So tweet us out at Football Daft Pod. We'll see if we get a word over to Michael and squeeze it in at half time. Michael, listen, thank you so much for coming on. You're some man, absolute gent.
Listen, not a problem. Anytime, it's good to see you all.
Big fan of your work.
I know. It just feels like I'm at Ibrox in the listening.
Number one, Stephen Pupton.
Demi.
Number three, John McAnally. I'm only joking, mate. Michael, sometimes words hurt, mate.
Cheers, Michael. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, mate.
That was brilliant. Thank you.
Pleasure, guys. See you again soon, all right? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, mate. Bye-bye.
Football Daft's Big Question.
So after Barcelona pumped Real Madrid at the weekend, Gredo actually watched it. The blame kind of went on the fact that Benzema was missing. And everyone's sort of saying, are Real Madrid a one-man team? So we thought we'd ask this question. What is the biggest one-man team you've ever seen?
That's easy for me.
I was thinking about this. Well, I don't know. You could maybe help us here, too. Back in the day, right, I used to think Fiorentina were a one-man team because of Batty.
Aye.
Yeah.
Did they actually win anything?
They never won anything, but remember you had Rui Costa as well, and you had some other right good players in that Fiorentina side.
But didn't he? After Fiorentina, Batistuta.
Batistuta, when he went to Roma, they had Roma and Totti.
Yeah, Totti. That's when they won.
Montella, that's when they won stuff.
Were they a one-man team there, but he was at Fiorentina?
Rui Costa.
Who else? You could say the same about Modric with Real.
Yeah, that's true.
See, right, see watching that game the other night. Right, see watching Real against PSG, right? Because I love Real. I've always loved Real, right? Because that was some game against PSG. PSG shot the bed. Benzema struck right. But see, Real only four half a fucking transitional period themselves, man. They'll get Modric isn't going to be able to keep going. Toni Kroos isn't going to be able to keep going. Ramos is away now.
In fact, you're right. You've just mentioned that there. Real Madrid are absolutely no way that they're a one-man team.
No, they're not a one-man team.
You've got Kroos, you've got Vinicius, you've got Modric.
You can only some player who's one of the most underrated players on the planet, Casemiro.
Oh, I love Casemiro, mate. What? I love Casemiro. Player. He's a great player.
Good Jengedo.
So, I like him that signed for Arsenal. Oh, he plays for Barcelona, doesn't he?
Aye.
Aubameyang.
Aye, I like him. Because Morgan's always tweeting him.
I hate him.
Do you know, he's a mercenary, that guy.
Aye, he's everything that's wrong with modern day football.
Aye, man, he's fucking arsehole. I was looking on.
Is there any other examples you can think of?
Really?
One man teams, I would say.
Steven Gerrard with Liverpool for a long time.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Think about it, man.
What a player Alonso was alongside him.
Aye, but. Do you know
how many years was Alonso
there? Torres up front.
I know, but remember when Alonso and Torres left Liverpool, they had fucking
Joe Allen.
I'll tell you, terrible, man. Classic example of a one man team. Gretna when Kenny Duker was there.
By the way, that's an absolute shout.
Oh, Grady, James Grady, they had David Bingham, I believe, played for
Stop shiting on my parade here, John.
Sorry. What about one for you? Here's one for you. Matt Letizzi, Southampton.
That's a good one.
That's a good shout. That's a
great shout, actually. QPR, Les Ferdinand.
Les Ferdinand, well.
Newcastle with Andy Cole at the time.
Keith Cole.
Oh, because they had Beardsley as well, didn't they? I can't think. Do you know who's a one-man team? And they were for years. Wales with Gareth Bale.
Yes.
He actually took them to tournaments.
What about this? He does my fucking nothing, right? Never fit to play for Real. Never fit. And then just there, there's a training session, he's fucking good to go. You see what I said a minute ago too about mercenaries and football and that. See Gareth Bale, can't stand the cunt, can't stand him, man.
Is this a stupid one and don't laugh at me, right? Barthez at Monaco?
No, because Dado Purcell was there, I know, man.
I'm just trying to think of goalies.
You can...
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
When there's been a lot of bees, he's a fucking right good goalie.
The goalkeeper's union has spoken again.
Because we're all sitting here thinking about this, this is not flowing the way it should do. So would you reckon, should we get into it with the
Buffon in fucking Monaco, man.
Buffon in Juve when they were down in the third division. There you go, there's a good one.
Let's go to what see the listeners are saying.
John says Paul McStay, early '90s for Celtic. I would agree with that to an extent.
Right, okay, was there any other players? Wayne Biggins?
Early '90s, we still had Roy Aitken at the time. Roy Aitken was good, but other than that, I can't really remember anybody.
Tony Cascarino,
fuck's sake.
Peter's got in touch, he says, Scott Tiffany carried Thistle to the League One title last year, notably tearing Falkirk apart at Fir Hill, and our collapse this season has coincided with his injury.
He is a good player, Scott Tiffany. I'll give you that.
Are you saying that, Gredo?
But you could say Shankland the air a couple of seasons ago.
You probably could. Great shout.
Andrew,
I'm not sure if somebody's made a point of this, but maybe say for the start of the season, Tony Watt at Motherwell. Because for his left, they've died in their arse, haven't they?
That's very good.
They're in trouble.
Yeah. Not won a game since last December.
There you go.
Andrew says Kenny Drucker, Gretna.
There you go. Mm-hmm. One for the Nicole says Francesco Totti's got to be a shout.
We were just saying that a minute ago. He's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, Totti. But because the only time, but like we were going back to the Batistuta thing, the only time that Roma won something was when Batistuta was playing upside Totti, wasn't it? That's the season that they won.
They won the Scudetto, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's right. Regan says Morelos for the season before Gerrard came in at Rangers.
Maybe. Aye, maybe.
What was the season? Who would that been? What, with Pedro and Graham Murray and that?
I think he never really...
He was hot and cold.
He was probably the only one that get your fucking... Put you off your seat, man. Do you know what I mean?
Windass, man. Windass. In that season, fucking hell, Ian Andrew Dice Clay listens to this podcast.
It does his read.
Oh my god, is it me to read it out by the way?
It is.
Andy Johnson for Palace in 04-05, 22 goals and 37 appearances in a relegation campaign surrounded by abject shite. Ian Dowie is the manager and that floppy haired cunt from TalkSport is the owner.
That's a good one as well, because that reminded me of Kevin Phillips at Sunderland, remember? He won the European Golden Boot and Sunderland finished fucking 18th in the league or something.
I think I had a lot to do with Al Quinn up front with him though, when it was the two of them up front. They were dynamite together.
Colin says Messi in the 2014 World Cup.
Ricky says me at Westfield Boys Club. Not you, Ricky boy.
Well, if you're going to say that, you know, say, would you cry him that's the Liverpool player that's Egypt?
They've got some Liverpool
are fucking... Liverpool are brilliant.
No, I mean for Egypt.
Oh, for Egypt. Right.
For getting to the final of the AFCON.
Yeah, good shout.
That's a good shout, Grado, good shout, mate.
Ali says Carlos Queller, Rangers 2008.
I don't know if I agree with that, man.
I don't agree with the next one.
It was class.
It was class, man.
Some team.
Yeah, I would probably say Wiz was my player of the year, but I don't know about... You know what I mean?
I don't agree with this next one either. Craig says Maradona in the 1990 World Cup. Nah, man, I'm not having that. You had Caniggia. You had Maradona. You had
86 then, maybe 86.
86, they won the tournament.
Yeah, so 86. Maybe that's what Craig meant.
I think Craig's been on the pipe, man. Argentina have always had a great squad, maybe not quite as good right now, but like going back, you know what I mean, that the Argentina squads were tremendous.
Aye, they were.
What I think he's thinking is they never really had a star other than Maradona, but the players run about them were all right, good players. Do you know what I mean?
I bet you if you say that to Mar, obviously, if you say that to somebody in that. A player like Maradona, like Salah, the first thing they'd say, I can't do what I do without fucking so-and-so there. Aye. Issue without that, you know what I mean?
Aye. Maradona could never have done it without Niall Quinn. Anyway.
No. wait. Peter says Marvin Comper at Celtic, solid at the back, way back, so far back, he was sat in the house watching.
Grado, you want to take this one after last week, bro?
Oh, I met Andy says Jet from... I met her. Andy says, Jet from Gladiators. Me and my dad never missed an episode.
There you go. Grady, you met Jet. Tell us about me.
By the way, I tried to get you a video, man, but
I was
getting nervous.
I asked you to get me a video. I mean, Jet from Gladiators, wow.
Aye, fucking Hunter was there. Fucking... Couldn't get rid of him, man. He was a cop block.
Grado, you need to tell a RoboCop story.
What was that?
Yes, you've got to tell the
RoboCop.
Oh, man. So, let's just set the scene here, because Grado was up at a Comic Con in Aberdeen. All these big names from the worlds of comics and stuff. We had the guy for the fight for the Navigators, Warwick Davis was there, was he, Grado?
Oh, he had COVID.
Harry Potter.
I'm laying a challenge out to Warwick Davis right now. If you listen to Football Daft, Warwick, the next ICW Cash for Kids match, me versus you, wee man. That's right, I called you wee man.
Ron Weasley's dad was there. He was a big sell.
The biggest
sell of them all, Grado, was it not just RoboCop?
So if you see the guy that done that, the Harry Potter guy, one of my nieces, she loves Harry Potter, and I says, any chance you can do a wee video for Olivia kind of thing? And he's like, yeah, it's no problem. And he went, hi Olivia, thanks for watching Harry Potter. That's what he's done. I was like, cool, mate, thanks.
I don't think like that, Tim. Listen, going to do that, I meet you there in the fast show. This week, I have been mostly eating bun biscuits.
But tell us about RoboCop.
What's his name again? Peter Greenway or something? What's his name, Peter?
Ah, fuck knows.
Peter Weller. RoboCop. He was a crab at old shite. He was, Ken, because obviously they're sitting down. He was the busiest guy there, apart from Still Game. They were queued right out. But he's obviously signing away and stuff like that. And obviously you need to pay to get a selfie or an autograph. But folk that don't want to pay it start taking photos for a fart.
Aye.
And everybody got their own wee kind of minder. And he had a big ex-football player, brand new. What a lovely guy, a guy called Graham. He played with Falkirk. He played two games with Falkirk, John. And David Goodwillie took him out and ended his career.
Oh, really?
Really? Aye, right. But what a guy, lovely guy. And he was his minder, and he kept getting on to him. He kept going, Graham, you got to deal with these people, Graham. And he was a big Aberdeen boy, and he was getting right. Kenny was getting quite nasty with the guy. You're an idiot, Graham. Come on, get him. And he's throwing his pens and causing big scenes. This was a Saturday, and then on a Sunday, again, he said they started doing the same thing. He's writing, he's going, and somebody's taking photos, and he went, Graham, are you fucking stupid? You fucking stupid. Oh, that's this big Graham boy. He had enough of it. Fit you, sin! And the folk had fucking sticking sin your name all day. And I said, come down, what are you going to sin your name?
You know, say he called him a stupid old bastard or something.
Aye, they had to get split apart. So then the guy, Graham, who's a lovely guy, he ended up being my minder, and he was telling me about him all day, about how much an asshole he was to folk. Like, just being totally told him. He's going, fit you, see, fit you gonna do, but fit you gonna do, RoboCop, this big Aberdeen guy.
That pure sounds like Joyce telling me a fucking story and what, man.
Pedro, you said that he was a nice guy. You gonna go to his house for a pint?
No, but I'm doing a charity football match for him.
It's a player profile playoff with piesports.com. They are delivering pies to your door throughout the year. They do 1 million pies a year. That's how many we eat at Scottish Football. And they'll get them to your door. You get your scotch, you'll get steak and gravy, macaroni. You'll get the chilli pies, you'll get the cheesy bean pies, you'll get the doner kebab pies, which is everyone's favourite. And you can do that right now. Hit them up, piesports.com, or give them a call, 0141 739 9999, 0141 739 9999. Tell them that Football Daft sent you. Every week on the show, we like to give away a bunch of pies to one of our listeners. And on this week, to play for the pies, he is a Rangers supporter. It is Andy. How you doing, Andy?
Very well, lads. Good to be
on. Andy, boys, I'll tell you something. It's refreshing to have a Rangers fan on for once.
Andy's been trying to get on for weeks. We tried to go on for a week, so we eventually got him on to play for the Pies. Andy, you know how the game works. I'm going to read you out a description of a player. If you know the player, you buzz in. First to two wins. If you do buzz in and mess it up, though, the play hands over to the other player. I want to give you the choice. Who would you like to play? Would you like to play Chris Toll? Would you like to play Grady? Or would you like to play Stephen Purden?
I don't really mind, to be honest. I don't really mind. I play along whenever I listen to the podcast, and I've never managed to beat Chris. I think once or twice I might have picked Grado or Stephen occasionally, very seldom, but I don't think I've ever beat Chris. That said, I don't know if I want to play Chris for that very reason.
I think you need to know, mate, after saying that.
Yeah, I think you
I don't know. It's annoyed me a wee bit that he thinks he can beat me.
I didn't say that, mate. He said he's only once or twice pipped us.
I think I can.
Oh, really? So he thinks it's easier to beat Toll? On you go, get Toll in, man.
Come on. Right, well, let's put you up against Chris. Let's make it an old firm, yeah?
Okay.
Right, okay, brilliant. Here we go then, right? So, boys, I'm going to need a buzzer from you. Andy, what's going to be yours?
1872.
And Chris, what will be yours?
1425.
Right, okay, I want to read it. Scotland in action this week, so I have picked out players from the Scottish Football Hall of Fame. Those are the players that have got 50 caps and above. So you've got to buzz in with your answer. You ready for the first one? Okay, here we go. With 72 caps for Scotland, this player made over 600 appearances for both Celtic and Motherwell, with a stint at Chelsea in the middle. He is the sixth most capped player for his country, playing at
1425, Tom Boyd.
As Tom Boyd, 1-0, Chris Toll. And that was a little victory sip from Chris Toll, was he? Like,
that wasn't an angry sip, that was a victory sip.
Right, see, Andy, see what me and Toll were arguing earlier? I had nothing even in my glass, and I was
mate,
going,
mate, I noticed it, man. I noticed it.
Right, next player out. This player just sneaks into the Hall of Fame with 51 caps and scored 10 goals for his country after debuting in 2007. He started his career at Kilmarnock, where he played alongside
1425.
Chris Toll.
Chris Boyd.
No, it's not.
Oh, shit.
His career started...
It's the other one.
...at Kilmarnock, where he played alongside Chris Boyd in a potent strike force before moving to Rangers, Everton, Norwich, and then finishing his career at Hearts. He is now part of the coaching setup for the international team. Andy.
Stephen A. Smith.
Yes, Stephen A. Smith. 1-1.
Were you going for Chris Boyd first as well, but...
I was 100%. Oh,
I never because I never because 2007 was a wee bit too later.
Yeah, yeah. Next one. Here we go. Gradle, just a personal question. Would you go in before both Andy or Chris and any of them?
I think so. I'm no lying.
Right.
I would have been Boyd. Same as Ato.
No, because it would have been 2007 is when he really came on. That's when he signed for Rangers and all that. So.
Right. Here we go. Final one. This goalkeeper won 53 caps for his country, keeping 16 clean sheets with appearances at the 1978 and 1982 World Cups.
1425. 1872.
Chris.
I fucked it, but I'm going to go with Alan Ruff.
You've no fucked it. It's 2-1, mate.
Yes! Come on, ya boy. Hey, but in the spirit of the game today, Andy, you can have those pies, my brother.
Thanks very much, Chris. I appreciate it. And I wasn't going to guess him anyway. I was going to guess Jim Leighton, so I'd have been wrong on all counts anyway. So I'll take my defeat.
Okay, good. Honest.
Dignified.
Dignified. That's it, aye. Like that, mate.
That's it.
Fantastic. Well, listen, well played, Andy. Thank you very much for coming on. And remember, if you want to play for pies, it's dead easy. Look out for us on Twitter at FootballDaftPods.
Now time for Gradle's Three Riddles on Football Daft.
Right, riddle time.
It's been a while since I've had the riddles. Before you get into them, Gradle, we've got some shock news here. Shock news. It's been a few weeks since we've been on this. You know Dino, he's had, I think it was 6 or 7 in a row. He was going for the 9, he was going for the 10. Well... there's been a shock. Dino couldn't get the last riddle.
He couldn't get it.
He couldn't
get it.
Now, that guy is like a riddle encyclopedia.
He couldn't. What was the last one?
See if you guys can remember this one. Botox guy died and went to the bad place, but still ended up on his feet. Botox guy died.
Philip Hollander.
Stephen Purden. Dino didn't get Philip Hollander, which means Albert's legend nicked in and got a point for himself. He's been waiting for weeks to get in.
It's like Toho always says, man, when you go for the 10, it never ends well.
Well, there you go. So Albert's legend nicks in and gets another point for himself. So the current leaderboard, Ali McDonald 1, Pat the Pallet Prick 1, Declan Ramage 1, John Mitchell 1, who also got in touch and says he needs to stop leaving it until his Saturday night shift to do these. Ian Meikle's got 1, Jack's got 1, Albert's legend's on 2 now, Ryan Dunbar 2, producer Ryan 2, Nicola Purden still on 2, 8, Stephen's best friend and hero, so I should have said on 2. Dean's on 8, Stephen's on 18, I'm on 18, Chris is on 32, absolutely annihilating us. And let's go to this week's riddles with Gradle.
Right, it's not just Scottish players.
Right.
Nay, Scottish players, I fucking ran out of Scottish players. Then left. First riddle. On his own meatballs.
Jack Campbell.
Nope.
Owen Campbell.
Nope.
I don't even know who that Owen Campbell.
On his own meatballs.
On his own meatballs.
Just, I can't concentrate because of Tato's delivery, man. It's pure funny.
Alone.
On his own. You're Googling this, Tol?
Oh, mate, I'm copying a link for something, sorry. On his own meatballs is...
I'll tell you what it is.
On his own meatballs. On his own, Jack Jones.
On his own meatballs.
Todd. On his own. On his Todd.
Todd Campbell.
No, it's somebody that's no Scottish, but isn't it?
Aye.
On his own meatballs. Who does mean Swedish? Swedish meatballs, IKEA. Oh.
Meatballs.
It's got to be Campbell. Surname's got to be Campbell. Is it?
Sol Campbell.
Well done, John.
Fuck.
I don't need John to get one, you know, because I nearly catching him.
Right, second one. This one I just made up. It's the second name. I'm trying to be a wee bit kind of out there with this one, right? Shakira is making me feel like sex.
Shakira is making me feel like sex.
Shakira is making me feel like having sex.
Gerard Piqué. Because he's married here. Shakira is making me feel like having sex. Shakira is making me.
Hey, give me
keep thinking of that with you, Wilger Sinkin, Bob.
Sergio Busquets.
No, the Shakira shit.
All right.
Right, Gerard Piqué.
Shakiri.
Zerdan Shakiri.
No.
Fuck's sake, Shakira. Something horny. Make me feel like having sex. Is it something to do with horny? Randy. Oh, Randy. Randy.
Randy.
Yeah. He's got staring you in the eyes, what Bob said.
Gerard Piqué.
No, Shakira.
Oh,
whatever, hips don't lie. Waka waka, it's time for Zambia.
Shakira, as a
singer,
and a
dancer,
and a
pop star,
and a
ride
woman. Woman.
Oh, is she Puerto Rican?
Colombian.
Who's she got with?
I just said that, Gerard Piqué.
I know, but what's that?
Arsa, defender, centre half.
Yeah, cracking hair. Hold on, mate.
What is she to Shakira? What is she to Piqué?
Wife. Missus.
Anda.
Wife and
Anda.
Wayfinder.
Best friend.
What is that? That is a
hero.
No, that is a. This is really annoying me.
Oh my god! Wait a minute.
Start again. Kato, say it again.
Shakira. Stop. Making me feel I want to have sex. Where's Shakira?
Hey, shh. Shakira.
Shakira.
Put Shakira to Piqué.
Wife.
Wag.
And a... Right.
What?
Wag.
Martin Wacom.
Aye, for...
Yes.
Oh.
Martin Wacom.
Aye, Wacom.
No, but I said it was only his surname.
Right, okay. Final one, Grado.
Joey for friends using Kleenex.
Maybe Annie Hankey.
Matt Letizia.
Oh, well done, Bob.
Well played, Grado.
How did you get that, Bob?
I know.
It's Matt LeBlanc, isn't it? Joey for friends.
Matt LeBlanc with
Tissier. I just started thinking of Matt.
I've went straight for Tribbiani like a pin
up. You went for Tribbiani and I went for Matt.
Well played, Grado. Good riddles.
Well, guys, we all get one each there.
We did.
Well done, boys.
Like, we're the three best friends.
Right, I've got a riddle for
like
the
a wolf pack.
Right, I've got a riddle for the
punters. Sorry, John. Sorry, anymore.
I've got a riddle for the punters for next week. Don't you lot jump in like you normally do. This has been sent in to us by Pete McSee on Twitter, and his riddle is this. He's my darling's apple. He's my darling's apple. Who's going to be at first in with that one? Let us know. Get us on Twitter. Get us on YouTube. Hit us up. Let us know. And we'll get you on that leaderboard next week. So this week of Football Daft, we welcome Harry's back. They are here to revamp your whole shaving routine, from close shaves and flake-free hair all the way to clear, healthy skin. Harry's helps guys feel good. They've got a new range of shower gel, which you're going to get with a trial set, which we've got on offer for you this week. Boys, you've had your trial sets through from Harry's, haven't you? You had the nice shaving gel. What do you make of it?
Lovely. Love it. The shaving gel especially smells delightful.
And that's the smell you're going to get in the shower gel, which is a new thing as well. So in that trial set, which we're going to get sorted out for you, you're going to get the expertly engineered weighted handle, the one five blade cartridge, which has been created by Artisan in their German factory there. So it gives you a really, really good shave. You can probably not tell if you're watching the video version of this podcast, but I like to give it the old chin shave, and they use Harry's for that. It's a really, really good shave. You're going to get a travel blade cover, and you're going to get the foam shave gel for extra lubrication, and we're going to give you a free shower gel in with that. I know I said the word lubrication, Chris, for goodness.
Sorry, I'm such a fucking juvenile, I apologize.
Such a deal. But listen, it's going to give you a really, really good shave. It's a great trial set. Get involved with it. Shower gel, like the boy said, it's got a really lovely smell that complements the shaving gel as well. It gives you a really nice lather as well if you get that over you. You'll be smelling great. So basically what you can do, shower gels, face wash, skincare products, they've all been added to the Harry range now as well. So you can check that all out at harrys.com. So all the products are formulated with 0% sulfates, parabens, dyes, and are alcohol free. So there's no nasty stuff in it. It's just nice and clean. And you're going to get a trial set with the shower gel now. All you need to do is hit up harrys.com/daft. Just cover the $3.95 for the delivery and you'll be able to get that trial set. So hit up now, harrys.com/daft. Shower, shave and go by redeeming your Harry's free trial set now at harrys.com/daft. Remember, you can get more content from Football Daft on our Patreon channel. That's patreon.com/footballdaft. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's basically a service where we're going to give you extra content up there. You give us a wee bit of money in our hand. In return, we'll give you things like the video version of this show, the video version of Rangers and Celtic Daft. You get cameos from the boys. You also get the teammates, which we put up there when we've had guests on. They will be returning soon. We're sorting a few things out behind the scenes. But yeah, if you want to check out all the teammates, you can do that at patreon.com/footballdaft. But let's now hear from one of our teammate segment. And it's a guy with a little bit of a difference. We don't talk football, but we do talk a lot of still game with Greg Hemphill.
Worst dressed.
I'm in right away. I'm in trouble. Right away, I'm in trouble. First question, Ford.
Moniest.
I don't know. No, I'm not fucking getting myself liable.
Who do you want to back you up in a fight?
Winston.
Best looking.
Remember, you've worked with your wife, Greg. Remember, you've worked with your wife.
Thanks for the heads up there, Chris. Jules.
Teacher's pet.
That's me.
Most skillful.
And by that, we'll say who nails the lines in the first take.
Abby Lorraine McIntosh of Deacon Blue.
Worst trainer.
So who's the one that comes and they're not prepared properly?
Well, we used to have a running joke on Still Game where Michael Hines, our director, would come up to myself and Ford and go, "Let me introduce you to the script."
So used to then,
Yeah, because we thought, I figured, because we always used to say, well, we've written it, so we only have to look at it once we get to set, and then we'll know it. And we relied on that a little bit too often. So I myself and Ford for that.
Who never gets the round in?
So when you are out at the rap party at the end of the series, who never gets the round in?
Well, it tends to be a free bar, my friend.
I've been there, and that's a true story.
So yeah, you tend to sort of have everybody going, let me get this one, I'll get this one. No. You got the last one, I'll get this one. Bunch of phonies.
Biggest BAM Up merchant.
Oh, that's Paul Riley. He's pretty much got one over on every single cast member of that show. Phenomenal wind-up merchant. Phenomenal, like world class. You know, if there was a team of wind-up merchants, he would play for Barcelona or Real Madrid.
Top shagger.
Fuck off, Chris. Top shagger. This is 2021.
I know.
That is true.
We assisted Jim Jeffries the other week, you know what I mean?
Aye, come away. Jim Jeffries gave us an answer straight away.
Right away, bang, right in there.
Unreal.
Best you've played with?
Robert Carlyle.
Bobby.
Yeah.
There we go. Bobby, mate.
You're not allowed to call him Bobby
anymore.
Should
have kept me off of it.
Oh my God. Yeah, I seen that clip of you, Rachel.
Oh, mate.
Robert Carlyle and calling him Bobby.
Oh, and he just went.
He was like, you're all right, mate.
Mate, that was the worst, man. That was the worst night of my life.
So that's it for this week's Football Daft. Thank you very much for listening. It's good to be back, boys, isn't it?
It's good to be back.
Very good to be back, yes.
Unfortunately, there'll be no Rangers and Celtic Daft next week because it's international break, but we'll be back with them the week after. And it's the build-up to the Old Firm next week, boys.
So it'll be another one of the joint numbers, won't it?
It will be. How are you feeling? I mean, it's a wee bit far away. We're a week and a half out.
I would rather not talk about it just now.
Right, okay. Well,
I have got my prediction.
Right, well, we'll save it to next week because we'll be doing our show before. We'll get all to chat about that next week. Remember, sign up to our Patreon, patreon.com/footballdaft. You'll get the video version of that where you'll be able to see Stephen Purdin's Real Heroes on STV on the video version of it this week. You'll get the outtakes. There's plenty of them this week. You'll be able to check out all our teammates as well. We heard that one from Greg Hempel earlier on. Subscribe on Apple or podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. That'd be great. Get us on Twitter, Football Daft Pod, Football Daft Podcast on Instagram, or Football Daft on Facebook. Guys, we've got to decide on an episode name now. I've made some shortlists from this week's show. Here are the nominations for the name of this week's show. Will it be A, STV Real Heroes? Will it be B, Hey, We're Going to Barbados? Will it be C, Farting on First Dates? Or will it be D, Robocop's a Grumpy Cunt?
There's only one winner there.
Robocop's a grumpy cunt.
This week's episode is Robocop's a grumpy cunt. There we go. And that's it for this week's Football Daft. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you on the next one. Audio Frontier.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.